This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, former Colorado Springs Mayor Mary Lou Makepeace will be getting the Spirit of Springs Lifetime Achievement Award. Current Mayor John Southers will give the award tomorrow after the State of the City address. Southers says Makepeace has focused on equity and working together, and she was the Springs' first female mayor in 1997 to 2003. Makepeace lost to Southers in 2015 in a comeback bid for the mayoral job. Investigators say the death of a postal carrier in Longmont was an act of domestic violence. Longmont police arrested 26-year-old Devin Schreiner yesterday and charged her with first-degree murder. The unidentified victim was Schreiner's ex-girlfriend. Police began their search for the suspect after the postal carrier was shot multiple times near a group of mailboxes yesterday afternoon. Police say the investigation in that shooting is ongoing, and they want anyone with surveillance video from their home surveillance systems to contact them immediately. The man accused of murder in the disappearance of his wife can continue to live in his rural home in Chaffee County despite problems keeping track of him. KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold has more.
The judge in the Barry Morphew case ruled yesterday that Morphew can continue living at the home as long as he travels to Pontchess Springs daily to have information downloaded from his ankle monitor. Prosecutors had asked the court to reconsider Morphew's $500,000 bond because GPS couldn't track Morphew's location in the area where he's staying. Morphew is accused of murdering his wife, Suzanne, who disappeared last year after apparently leaving their home for a bike ride. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to 293,000 last week. That's down 36,000 from the week before. That's the lowest level since the pandemic hit in March of last year. Most analysts had been expecting today's number to come in right around 315,000 new filings. Booster COVID-19 vaccines are now available in Pueblo to eligible recipients, according to the Pueblo Department of Health and Environment. Anyone who received their original Pfizer vaccine at least 6 months ago and is 65 or older is eligible. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
People as young as 12 years old with underlying medical conditions are also eligible for boosters. Anyone living in a high-risk environment, like a long-term care facility, or working in a high-risk occupation is also eligible to get the booster dose. In Pueblo, the Pfizer vaccine booster is available at the community vaccine site located near the Pueblo Mall, the vaccine bus, and a number of other local retail pharmacies. Bart Bedsell, KRDO News Radio.
Best Buy is the latest retailer announcing its Black Friday sales earlier than usual this year. The company announced today that its Black Friday sales will begin next week on October 19th. Best Buy joins Amazon and Target. Both announced early holiday sales at next month. One reason sales may be starting earlier is because anticipated supply chain issues. The COVID-19 pandemic has already forced delays of many deliveries. The U.S. Postal Service also recently increased prices and slowed down deliveries in order to cut costs. Now on a national level, a specially trained canine unit is helping in the search for Brian Laundrie in southwest Florida. Rick Hochel has more.
News Nation reports the Pasco County Sheriff's Office has sent a human remains detecting dog to the Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County, but it's not the first time the unit has been used in the search for Gabby Petito's fiancé. Laundrie is the only person of interest in Petito's disappearance and death. He's been missing for more than a month after his parents said he went on a hike in the swampy park. I'm Rick Hochul.
Chicago historian and civil rights activist Dr. Timmel Black has died at 102 years old. Black was the person who worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s and 3 years later helped to organize the Chicago faction that would take part in the historic March on Washington. He was also influential in the election of Chicago's first black mayor, Harold Washington.
Rain showers across the lower elevations of El Paso County changing to light snow in northern El Paso, and then once you head up Highway 24 towards Woodland Park, but pretty minimal accumulation in those spots. Then gradually turning clear after midnight, lows down to 26 degrees on our Friday, sunny skies at 55 with light winds, and Saturday 66 degrees, sunny skies, 73 on Sunday, and the sunshine continues to finish off the weekend. So a gorgeous fall-like weather weekend ahead, and then on Monday, still low 70s. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.